Well, we were told a bunch of crap about how changing our cards was actually going to make us somehow safer. A lot of information that was fake about encryption and other things about credit cards just turned us upside down again. I'm going to talk about skimmers here on the Insecurity Brief.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program.
We depend on you.
Well, it happened to Costco in August, and they're just letting everybody know that they found five skimmers in credit card machines in their warehouses in the Chicago area. Now, some things have changed, and I'm going to talk a little bit about things that I actually have seen and heard, and I've been following this technology for quite a while, and that is the payment systems. Originally, we had that Magstrip that everybody is familiar with, and wherever you went, I had mine stolen in Baltimore. I went to a restaurant. The bartender stole it because she had one of those little boxes that you could, at the time, battery-operated box that you slid the card across, and it grabbed all the data from the Magstrip. The way these things work is it's just data. The card number, the authorization date, and the name on the card. That's what comes across. There's some extra data on credit cards, particularly in the United States and throughout the rest of the world, where there's a 3 or 4 digit number that's printed on the card. And what that is another component of security. Of course, the three components of security are, who am I, what do I have, and what do I know? With that, it's not proving who you are, but it's proving that you have the card when you use it on the internet and ask for the CVV number. That was the reason behind that, is because cards were getting put onto the internet, and just with the card information without the CVV, then cards could be used for purchase. So providing the CVV was to protect the banks, really, not us. Nothing is to protect us. It's all to protect banks. But this is the thing. In the United States, we actually have federal government paying back the banks for theft through a program. It's called the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So what happens is the banks don't end up paying for this. I mean, it causes bad press and everything, but this is millions and billions and trillions of dollars every year. The reason that I say it like that is that, honestly, you can't get real information anymore about what is going on. So the cost estimates for theft, who knows what they are? It's a lot of money. And more importantly, it's a hassle for us. So let me explain a little bit what's going on with this. So now, I talked a little bit about the old method of the battery-operated devices. Well, that went away. Because what happened was some companies came along that made apps and little devices that you could plug into any cell phone and accept credit cards that way. I got one. I had one from a company that I'm probably will create a video about in my experience at some other point, but this is the process. So now we're swiping cards, but we switched over to chip. which cost the industry billions of dollars. That was the estimate like 6 years ago was $3 billion, probably more than that. So now we insert the card into the terminal, and we wait and we wait and we wait for the authorization rather than slipping the card through. The reason that we wait is that there's some authentication crap going in the background. The encryption method that's used on all of these cards is the same. This was the problem at the very beginning. So the same encryption is used on every card, and that encryption was broken before the cards actually, before the technology even got adopted in the United States. I don't think you can get to the YouTube videos anymore. YouTube scrubbed most of the hacking videos so that you can't find out that things are vulnerable or not. They just sweep it under the rug so that, it never happened if nobody knows about it, right? So that's where that lies. The credit cards themselves and how we get attacked and how skimmers work is basically the same principles. We have a card that we use and we slide it into a machine, and there lays the problem, if you will. So there are a couple lines of attack. First, the slide skimmers of old year, sliding the card in and out for the magnetic strip, required that some other device get a hold of the mag strip. So I talked a little bit about those cell phone pieces that were adopted by the industry that gave the four-track of the magnetic strip, made it so that you could do that on a cell phone. Well, apps were out for the Android platform that allowed any Android phone to be a skimmer. So waitstaff would just stick those in. Not saying that waitstaff is going to steal your card number. 90% of them are good and 10% of them are bad. And that's a hell of a lot of bad people out there looking to skim your card. Now, what happened when we moved over to the chip technology is that there are two lines of attack. The physical reader itself. So now what I'm going to talk about really quick is the technologies, like how you do this. One is, if you think about the devices you stick your card into, there are a few different. Now, when we have devices that are sitting on the outside, I'll talk about ATMs in a second, but when we're talking about devices that sit on the outside, typically payment center equipment like gas pumps and credit card terminals are probably the most common that you're going to run into. So originally what happened, and this still happens from time to time, is a group will take the terminals just like the ones at the institution, like the cash register ones. And sometimes this uses inside knowledge, sometimes not. It depends on what the implementation is with the credit card terminal. So what criminals would do is they would go into a facility like a big company that has retail and swap the terminals out. Now, this has been done throughout the United States several times over the last decade, where a criminal gang will actually go into a retail establishment and swap out all the terminals. Because look, I mean, the people that work in these places get paid minimum wage. The manager might get paid double minimum wage so that they can get the other people to supervise the other people. So nobody there has a wherewithal to understand that people in uniforms that have equipment in a branded vehicle aren't necessarily the employees that they believe they are. So these guys will walk into a company, swap out the cash register systems to the hacked version that they created. And sometimes these employees, there's been a couple cases where the companies that contract to do this were hired by criminal gangs to do this unbeknownst to the contractor. So the contractor is used to going to a facility and performing an act. Well, they put the wrong devices out and caused a data breach. Now, there are other ways of doing this, and let's get back to the gas pump thing. So gas pumps, there's a number of different pump mechanisms. The big branded stores that are out there that are the major, from the major oil companies, like to try to standardize all their equipment. With that being said, those mechanisms that are on the inside also are standardized and the same. There have been a few attacks that have been on independent singular type equipment because they're all the same. So if you have the receiver that goes inside the cabinet, then you pop the cabinet open, you take the receiver out, and then you do something to the receiver. There's been two different lines of attack here. One is by devising a device that actually inserts into the receiver so that the skimmer is either by magnetic or by chip, replaces the, makes a point of failure. There's been a couple attacks that have been external. In other words, things that are put to the inside of the receiver chain unit and are either battery operated. There's been a couple also that used the power from the gas pump and then used a wide variety of different protocols, from Bluetooth connections so that the data actually goes in real time to a nearby device, or using Wi-Fi, which I've only read a couple of those that were Wi-Fi. A lot of them are into storage. And this is another thing with the current chip technology, another line of attack. And that is that there have been units that, you know, like you have the credit card terminal that you slide your card in. There is an attack line of attack where there's a piece of paper thin material inserted into the terminal that lays at the bottom. So when you slide your card in, you're sliding it over the material. It makes contact with the chip on the backside of the piece of paper thin material that was slid in. The circuit board actually has a chip in it. And the way that these work, unlike other implementations, is they take the power that's actually working from the terminal itself and store the data that they've recorded on the chip itself on the paper thin wafer that slid into the terminal. This type of attack makes it so that you can't really have Bluetooth or anything. So what they did is they used another card that had a program to talk to the chip, and they would slide that card into the machine to have the chip dump all the information out. So then they had all of the data that was collected. there's two different fronts of data, and I'm not really getting into that yet. I want to save it towards the end because it's more important to understand how these things can be used and how they can be attacked so that you can protect yourself. I want you to understand this because if you understand this technology, you can spot some of the things that are wrong. All right, so let's go back to the gas pump. This was known as a problem for gas vendors, particularly the ones that were hardest hit with this were Georgia and Sunshine States. For some reason, I don't know why, there were a few that were around the meth areas in the United States, Minnesota area, Minneapolis area, but for the most part, this was in Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, and Arkansas. These gas pump attacks were done pretty much the same way. Now, the gas pumps themselves devised a couple ways to get around that. One was using a label, a sticker that sealed the breakpoint where the door opened. So criminals then started printing the seal and using a chemical that would burn the seal off very rapidly and then put the new seal on once the door was closed, because the low-cost employees were trained to go out and look and see if the seals were present on the pumps. That was another way of ensuring that the pump hadn't been tampered with. This paper technology of sliding this unit in, this isn't necessary for that, but it's got another problem, and that is over usage, it actually wrinkles and gets stuck up inside the mechanism. If you are in the position that you're actually working in a place and you see this, you should really call your local police department, at least make a report so that something will float up to the FBI so that they can investigate who the criminals are that are doing that in the area. But anyway, getting back to this. So that's what the little seal is when you sit in there pumping your gas into your car and you look at the pump and you see the little seals that are crossing the seams in the unit. That's what they were for, is to make it so that it was harder to tamper with. It's not impossible still. And there were a couple attacks to the stickers where you would actually leverage one side of the sticker to make it so that it wasn't stuck anymore, and then it would float open with the door. I read a little bit about this because I like this kind of stuff. So getting back to it, so beyond the gas pump and beyond the terminals, there's something else that you have to understand. Now, when you use your card, there are two different types of cards. Credit cards are not the same as debit cards, even though they have the same logos on them and they look identical to each other. In fact, they're so much alike that a lot of devices ask you if this is a credit card or a debit card. When you are at a place, there used to be an upcharge for credit versus debit. The data brokers that I talk about all the time have made it so that that fee that gets charged for credit, if you're in retail and you're paying for credit card transactions through a merchant service, you're a sucker, because the data brokers, greedy bastards that they are, they made it so that it's free. And they collect the inference. So if you're getting gas at a particular place, whether or not you use that brand, what's your location, when you go into a restaurant, that's another issue of what you eat, how much you drink, all of that stuff. But what my point is if you're in retail and you're actually paying a transaction fee, you don't have to. There are a bunch of companies out there that steal the data from the consumer, use it and leverage it, but what do you care? You're the one that's trying to make a profit selling gasoline. So with that being said, the operators then try to protect what's going on around them. Bank employees and ATMs are another line of attack, and those have had skimmer after skimmer after skimmer. I wrote a story about this, which ended up in a newspaper, but as an op-ed. But when I was doing research, I found out that my local bank, I mean the bank that I actually use, had a skimmer found on the ATM. Now, these are super creative, and the way that a lot of these things work is they will make in fiberglass a replica of the item that they're going to place a skimmer in and actually lay it over top of the actual target device, which is real artistry. The one that I personally saw was a parking meter in a city where you slide the card in to pay for parking at the meter itself. The meter face came, the glue broke, and it actually fell off, which actually had for a skimmer a little teeny device, and that one that I observed actually had a Wi-Fi connection on it. So it had a little Raspberry Pi glued onto the inside in the back of it, or what looked like a Raspberry Pi, but it wasn't, it didn't have any surface stuff. It was all soldered together with an antenna. Big clue that it was actually a Wi-Fi. So when we're talking about all of these things and we're talking about paying, the thing is that debit, for a lot of people, were trained and employees were trained to force people to put in their PIN code. The problem with this versus the credit industry is that the way the transaction happens goes in two different directions. One, if you put in the PIN code for a debit card, the information then goes to the bank. If you do it through the credit reporting system, it goes actually, or credit merchant system, it actually goes to the credit system, and there's a toggle for how much money you're spending, whether or not it's a level automated response. What I mean by level automated response is there are a few things with the credit merchant systems where a low dollar response actually trips a security feature on this automated system. So it needs to be a middle cost. In other words, I think it's above $20. If it's below $20, then it trips another security feature. If it's a dollar, I think it flips a security feature to analyze it deeper on the system. But what I'm getting at is this. If a criminal steals your credit card number, it's a pain in the butt. All right, you can go to, you'll see it hopefully on your statement. You'll report it that it was a fraudulent card, fraudulent transaction. You actually have security features from companies that are out there that detect that cards have been compromised and reach out to the retailers. The PIN code thing, what happens with that is the criminals will actually steal your PIN code along with your card number and then just empty your bank account. you get to go hassle with your bank and trying to get your money back, which really blows and can take weeks. But, you know, if you have to pay rent and all of your rent money is gone, there's that problem as well. So I always encourage people to only pay using the credit button. You know, the like I said, the retailer, if they're paying for service, that's too bad for them. The debit thing is not safe for me. Anyway, I hope this helps, and do share it and let other people know that I'm out there. I'm Tripp. You have a wonderful day.